Listener Production.
Hi, it's Dan Flake here with the latest. The PM's briefly responded to the outcome of the Ben Robert Smith defamation trial, a case brought on by the war veteran against three newspapers over articles which examined his time in Afghanistan was dismissed. Here's Anthony Albanese on the matter.
It's a determination of a civil proceeding between two parties. It didn't involve the government, and it would be inappropriate to comment on the detail of that.
It's understood Robert Smith has resigned from his role with the Queensland arm of Seven today. July couldn't come sooner for plenty of Australians whose wages are set to increase. A 5.75% rise to awards will benefit around 2.7 million workers, while the minimum wage will rise 8.6%, bringing it to $23.23 an hour. Employment Minister Tony Burke says this will help people.
This makes a huge difference in people's lives. For people who've been watching the bills move around the magnets on the fridge, wondering how they can make ends meet.
The news has been warmly welcomed by the unions. However, business groups are worried about the impacts. A whopping 800 kilos of cocaine's been recovered from a bulk carrier off the coast of WA. Federal police allege dozens of packages were found with the drugs thought to be worth $320 million. Three men have been charged. Briefly, the Education Minister appears open to a review of how indexation and student debt works. However, there will be no freeze. And Elon Musk is once again the world's richest person. He's worth a ridiculous $192 billion.